here, so we're ready to get started. Let's just, can you pull up the agenda, please, Yvette? Great. So, we have a couple of items that we wanted to discuss regarding ICANN 59, where we shared some ideas last week on the list regarding the proposed priorities. So a focus on scope, work plan, and timeline, and then a couple of briefings that we proposed. We also have an update for you on requested tools, and then we want to spend some time reviewing the open action items and requests. And you may have seen Teresa's note earlier today, just about half an hour ago, mentioning that Larissa is joining our call today. And Larissa will go over some of the your requests for some background on the drafting the statement of work. I wanted to just... Hi, go ahead.
Hey, this is Denise. I've been in meetings all morning, so I am not up to date on any emails, really, that were sent in the last hour or two. And also on the proposed agenda, could you... when you have a chance, send the co-chairs any updates that you might have for Johannesburg, in particular if there are additional staff that are available for briefings or discussions. It would be great to note that. I'll do a draft agenda today and get it out on this list and then to the... hopefully to the full team by the end of today, but before our call tonight. Thanks.
Okay. No problem. So
thanks a lot, Denise.
Sorry, Emily. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying thanks to Denise. If you... that would be great if you could just sort of get a start made on paper the Johannesburg meeting. Denise, I don't know if you're in the Adobe room or if you're joining just by phone, but there's some suggested briefings, which maybe Jennifer can speak to. But also it would be good for us as well to think about what our objectives are for where we'd like to be by the end of the Johannesburg meeting in terms of getting our work done. So, Jennifer, did you have something to add on the proposed briefings that you'd like to get us to have in Johannesburg?
Sure, and I did send this via email last week, but I know there's a lot of email traffic, so I'll just run through. There's a couple of briefings that we're proposing. So the first is the framework for registry operators to respond to security threats. So members of the security framework drafting team are available on Monday the 26th, and we just heard from them on Friday that would be at 3 p.m. local time, South Africa. So they're proposing perhaps a discussion on the content of the framework and maybe the process that the team used to develop the framework. I don't know if it's something that you're familiar with or not, but I can send you the link and perhaps you can take a look and see if it's something that you would like to do. It's a good opportunity while the team, you know, obviously are in Johannesburg, to get them together and, you know, give the team an opportunity to ask some questions. Do you have any questions on that one right now?
Yeah, it's not a project I'm familiar with personally, so I'd appreciate you sending the information that you describe. I mean, in principle, it sounds like a good idea. I don't know whether Eric or Denise have any closer. I guess, Eric, you might have first-hand experience with this one, do you?
Actually, I'm very curious about it, and I don't know about it, but that could be my own naivete. So I'm curious about it, but that doesn't necessarily mean I can say whether I think it's I can rule either way whether I thought it would be useful for our team or not. I'm certainly curious.
So, and I haven't had a chance, this is Denise, I haven't had a chance to look at the link. Did you send the link and the, to the, is that the link you sent to the full team?
I just sent it to the co-chairs, and I'll post it here in the, I just posted it in the Adobe.
Okay. Okay.
Why?
Yeah, this is one of the new GTLD requirements for new GTLD registry operators and their sort of operational process for security. So in general, I think it's useful for staff to share relevant information to the team. In my mind, this falls into that category. And just while I'm thinking about it, when you receive material that is useful for the team, like the background material from Patrick and Nadiel, as soon as you get it, you really should just send it to the team list. It's not something you have to send it just to the co-chairs and then wait for us to approve sharing with the team, just in case there's any confusion about that.
I totally agree with that. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's really, because we're just going to add a layer of friction into the whole process, because the three of us have many commitments, and so that the chances of us being able to spot that this is something we have to approve and get to it, really something like this is very uncontroversial in my view and should just go straight to the team. And then it might well stimulate discussions and thoughts and so on amongst the team members themselves. So I would support that. If that helps the process a bit.
I'm not sure. Perhaps there's another community group that requires staff to get co-chair's approval before they share information with the actual team. That is not what we've requested, or not the paradigm we want to set up, as just to re-emphasize the point I think we raised again in Madrid. We're looking for staff to be collaborative, and the co-chairs are not gatekeepers to you sharing information and supporting the team's work. And you should always feel free to reach out to us if there's questions, but we don't want you to just send something to the co-chairs list and then wait for us to specifically approve it we do not want the staff to run everything through us, especially the informational materials. Obviously there are things that are our responsibilities, but sharing information and keeping the team abreast of activities that occur in the SSR arena is something that staff should be doing with the team. Just for the avoidance of doubt, I want to make sure the staff involved understand that.
Mm. Yeah, and as Denise says, we're always happy to resolve any queries that you have, but as a default position, sharing that sort of relevant material with the team directly, you know, if a mistake's made and you overshare, then we can pick up the pieces afterwards and we will support you. But I think in the interest of just getting information flowing into the team, that would be really great.
Okay, thank you. So noted. And then I guess where we're at then with this is when we sort of draft our agenda for you, we will include this as a briefing in Johannesburg and I guess share that with the review team, and you all can decide whether or not you want to move forward with it.
Who's the staff involved in this? Do you know?
Dennis Chang is the lead that I've been working with it on.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, so available relevant briefings would be great to get in an email today so I can factor it into the first draft. I imagine our John Asperger agenda is going to go through a couple drafts, but I'd really appreciate any thoughts and advice the staff may have of potential briefings in Johannesburg so we can consider that in the draft agenda.
And I think that we probably all agree that an update on the DNS abuse study would be really welcome. Would you agree, Eric and Denise?
Yes, I agree.
And were there any outstanding SSR1 briefings that we could sweep up in Johannesburg face-to-face that we're waiting for? I have a feeling that we're waiting for several more.
So this is Karen. I can respond to that. We're working to schedule briefings, if possible. We'll see what we can do to arrange something in Johannesburg for you. But I can't commit to anything at this point in time that we'll have it ready for Johannesburg.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, Karen, maybe you could just update us on the list on that. And if they're not available for Johannesburg, propose times when they could join a call, and we can deal with it in that way.
We'll definitely do that. I'll have more information by the end of this week in terms of when we can schedule something and what might be feasible to present on the remaining recommendations for SSR1. Right now, we've had some difficulty with everyone preparing for the ICANN meeting themselves, trying to get the experts lined up to do this for you.
So, Karen, to help us keep all of these briefings straight, could you just take the table that you've used in the past, make sure it just includes the ones that we've asked for briefings on, and include the staff's name and any notes as to their availability for next week, I guess, or Johannesburg? Or they're first available, I guess, and you can keep
them. Well,
I think that would be helpful for us keep it straight.
Yeah. We'll update the table as we can in terms of the briefing schedule and the contact people. But I won't have that information finalized until the end of this week.
So you certainly have the table with the recommendations, and you know
right.
Which staff is the owner of those. So you could at least add to the table the staff that owns each recommendation that you're waiting to hear their availability on, correct?
No, actually, we're working through identifying the staff that is going to be the party to present the briefing and all of those other details. So that is yet to be determined. So once we have that information, we'd be happy to share it with you.
Okay. So why don't you just do a Google Doc or something that you just keep updating as you get more names of staff who's doing this work and can discuss it?
Well, okay. We'll put it over in the Google folder with the other documents we have.
Great.
And we'll update as we have information.
So just to be clear, at this point, you have no one for next week's call and no one yet RSVP'd yes for the 2 days in Johannesburg?
We have no commitments.
Recommendation list?
We have no commitments right now. So we're working diligently to line them up, and as soon as we can get the parties identified and their schedules confirmed, we will share that with everybody.
Okay, any more questions on ICANN? Is there one? Okay. Moving on then, we just wanted to give you a quick update. One of the action items from Madrid was for staff to research collaborative tools that the review team might use. So just to keep you in the loop, we've been working closely with IG in the past couple of weeks on that ask. And we're hoping that, and I can put this in my email to you regarding the Johannesburg briefing, to schedule some time with the review team to review the tools and kind of like help you guys get set up to move forward. Request was for Trello and for Slack. So we'd suggest maybe scheduling like an hour or some time in Johannesburg to review the tools there. Any questions on that one?
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good. You're going to be sending us an email on the details before Johannesburg. Is that what you?
Yeah.
Is that what the plan is? Okay. Great. Thanks.
Okay, moving on then to the open action items and requests. So first up, the progress report for ESLOs and ACs. So I saw your email this morning, Emily, regarding the communique that we sent in draft form. So thanks for coming back on that. And so I guess it's right now we just need to determine next steps. And I did see your ask regarding the name. So we're calling the review team SSR2 review team. So I think we'd have to speak to comms about whether or not we can kind of, you know, refer to it as the security review team going forward. And we can kind of come back to you on that one. In
okay.
terms of next steps on that, though, I'm taking your okay, Emily, as an okay from all the co-chairs, unless Denise or Eric have some input.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Eric's just been on holiday for 2 weeks. Yeah, and, you know. Sorry, go ahead, Denise.
Hi, Eric. Welcome back. I'm sorry. I definitely not had a chance to look at it. When did you send it, Jennifer?
I don't know the exact date, but it was a couple of weeks ago, I think.
I wrote that there's probably a thread that's open, or I think I replied on the same thread today, so it may come into your inbox. Yeah, okay.
Yep. I'll take a quick look. So I don't see a reason to do something different or in addition for the SOs or ACs. Is that? Or am I missing?
Oh, is it to me? You mean in terms of what we call ourselves, Denise? Or
no, I'm sorry. I was just. So you have a draft communique, is assuming that's separate from a progress report for the SOs and ACs?
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing. Okay. Thanks. That's what I was just trying to clarify.
Okay. You'll have seen that we copied the co-chairs on our email to you, Mr. Matagoro, last week regarding the connectivity. So just as a follow-up, we haven't heard back from anything from him there, but the connectivity has been good on the past couple of calls. In fact, last time he had better connectivity than anybody else, interestingly enough. So
I think a lot may it really depends on whether he's at work or not. So I think, although actually the last one was really late, wasn't it? It was like, it would have been about 1 a.m. for him, so that doesn't work. But anyway, okay, thank you.
Okay, so here we are at the past statement of work. We had a request for staff to provide language used in the past. So I'll maybe hand this one off to Larissa to talk to you a little bit.
Thanks, Jennifer. Hi, everybody. Larissa Gernick here. So I realize I'm stepping in and you've already had some discussions earlier on, so my apologies if this is something that has already been clarified. But certainly in order to help get this moved forward, I was hoping you can help me understand what exactly the skills and expertise is that you're looking for, how long the assignment will last, and what the output is that you expect from it. Obviously, these are all the elements that will help us frame the nature of this engagement, determine if it even needs to go through an RFP process. Most likely not, but kind of depends on the input that I get from you, so we can figure this out and get it into the procurement phase.
Hey, Larissa, this is Denise. How are you?
I'm good, Denise. How are you?
Good. Good. So a couple of other team members, this was discussed in Madrid, and a couple of other team members, in addition to myself, volunteered to help manage this for the team. Based on our discussions with Margie, and emails, we decided that it was a discrete sort of package of work that could be done without an RFP because it doesn't approach the dollar value required for RFPs. And in the interest of expediency, as we'd like to get someone started, you know, within the next month, we wanted to use a statement of work. The focus of the work will be the exact wording will be worked out by the three member group of volunteers and shared with the co-chairs, a larger team, and to give everyone a chance to have some input if they so choose. But we're looking for someone that has experience with ICANN and experience with the issues raised in the scope of work and outstanding technical writing skills that can do both research and writing in as directed by the team. In a
one
nutshell.
Possibility. Yeah, that's a really good summary. One possibility, Larissa, as our work is taking shape, is that there are really three major buckets of work. There is the review of the first security team, and actually a lot of that material has already been generated or could be generated by ICANN staff. Then there is a bucket of work that looks at the security of the DNS and includes, to my mind, future threats and is sort of much more outward looking. And then there is another which is very much, the current thinking is that it would be an audit style gap analysis of the work of the Okto team itself internally and other measures that are taken internally. And it could well be that those two last ones that I described be undertaken by different people. And so if it fell within our budget allocation and was considered feasible, those might be two different skill sets. The first would be somebody who is very familiar with the DNS environment as a whole, obviously familiar with ICANN and its role, but primarily they're looking at the security of the DNS as it relates to ICANN's mission and also as it may develop and evolve in the foreseeable future, again, relevant to ICANN's mission. That I could see as one discrete sort of package of work, and potentially discrete package of work, query whether it could be done in parallel by an additional person, would be a sort of audit-style gap analysis, as I've described, of the internal work. So I hope that makes sense and gives some clarity. And also, Larissa, I'm sure you can get briefing from the staff who attended the Madrid meeting and also review the transcript of the relevant discussions as well to get more impression of where we were going with that.
Denise and Emily, thank you very much. I will do all that. So on the audit style gap analysis, you're looking for someone to do this work or just to capture, I guess I'm still a little unclear about the role of the technical writer versus it sounds like maybe there's a different skill set and a different component of work for the second bucket that you described.
I think there may well be, and obviously Denise and Eric can jump in on this if I'm going off track, but certainly my impression on the on our last call was that we were there's something that we need to resolve as a team probably, I hope, tomorrow, which is a point that Steve raised on the call, is that there's a proposal by team members who are qualified in a particular ISO standard that we sort of work through that analysis. But Steve mentioned, well, actually the ICANN team doesn't adhere to that, you know, isn't actually pretending to, or not pretending to, that's the wrong word, but if ICANN hasn't adopted that standard, there are queries about how relevant it would be. But assuming that we get some pragmatic way forward, i.e. we do a gap analysis according to some framework and we retain some measure of common sense about how far we demand compliance, the train of thought on the last call was very much like, well, look, if we decide to go this way, which we seem to be, then the ideal thing would be to hire somebody to do this and for us to review the work. So the team members would not be actually running and going through the audit, but would be hiring somebody to do it and reviewing. So yes, I agree with you, Larissa, that these are potentially different skill sets, different people, perhaps.
Thanks, Emily. I realize that we're already out of time, so perhaps I can take all of this on board and pull some things together. And then who would be the three review team members that are leading on this? Is it the three of you, or are there others that I should be coordinating with?
Yeah, so you can send – so if you – it's Kathy and Kathy Hanley and James Gannon and myself. And I was asked to get some initial language, and I told them I would use that and develop a first draft to discuss with them. That's kind of where things are. That's kind of where things stand. Why don't you give me a phone call, maybe tomorrow, or Wednesday, and we can talk about this further if you need.
Thanks. Thanks, Denise. I think this is good. I'll put some thoughts together and, make sure that, I coordinate with Kathy, James, and yourself on this.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks everyone. Just before we wrap up, is there anything else we need to address on this call? Okay.
Yes, to the extent possible, it would be useful to have the co-chair staff action item list with as soon as we have dates rather than TBDs. For those items, would be great to have that on the running list. And as I think the same goes for the larger list for the review team. And I don't know if it's on there, but I think one of the action items was the follow-up or status of ITHI. what their timeline is. I don't know if that's on the action item list, and perhaps I missed it last time I looked, but I would want that to be on there.
Steve, do you have your hand raised?
I have to jump off, I'm sorry, but I definitely give a strong plus one to the ITHI, but I have to run off to another meeting. So I'll catch up with all of you all later. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Eric.
Yeah, just as a quick follow-up to Denise's comment. First of all, there it is at the last item, the ITHI.
Great.
I am tracking that as far as one of the Octo items, and as soon as they have a timeline or any information, we would definitely pass it forward to the review team.
That's great. One thing, just I know we're out of time, but a very quick one. Thinking about the time gap between the Abu Dhabi meeting and the first meeting of 2018, ICANN meeting, I mean, it may well be that this team needs a sort of two-day drafting meeting early in the new year. And so I just wanted to flag that possibility now, because I'm very well aware that it may well take quite a bit of time to get a meeting organized and into people's diaries and figure out a location. So I just thought I'd flag that now for further discussion with all the staff, and perhaps we can pick that up next week, on our next call.
Thank you very much. And yeah, appreciate the heads up on that. Definitely the more advanced planning we can do, the better.
And one of the things we'll need from staff is, after we socialize this, is to get one, maybe two. Hopefully there's just, you'll have a great idea for a location that majority of our members will be able to get into the country, given enough advance notice, and that it's both cost effective and quote unquote close to a majority of members. So we'd want to get that out of the travel team as soon as we flag this as a potential meeting. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you. And I see Larissa has her hand raised.
I just wanted to comment on that last item, because I actually manage the team that coordinates some of this work. So noted, Denise, and we will come back with some options for early in 2018 for two-day logistics and costs. Mm-hmm. So you can discuss that.
That would be brilliant.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Larissa. Okay, anything else before we wrap up?
I think we're set for now. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, thanks a lot, everyone. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.